And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 19 minutes past five. Latest figures from the HSE show that 12 babies were born alive following termination of pregnancy in 2022. The figures are published by the National Perinatal Epidemiology Centre in its annual report. And the HSE says that the chance of an ongoing pregnancy after the administration of the drugs used to end pregnancy is less than 3%. Of the 12 cases, and these figures relate to 2022, of the 12 cases that year, one was under 22 weeks, nine between 22 and 27 weeks, and two were at 28 to 31 weeks. I'm joined on the line now by Sheila Quinlan from the Pro-Life Campaign. Sheila Quinlan, good afternoon. Good evening to you. Welcome along to the programme.
Thanks so much for having me, Aidan, and hello to all your listeners.
Sheila Quinlan, irrespective, and I was just thinking about this earlier in the day and just talking to one or two people around here, irrespective of the view you may have relating to abortion or the manner in which you voted in 2018 regarding repeal the eighth, people need to be concerned about this because it raises two issues, I think. One, the obvious humanitarian issue, and secondly, the standard of medical care which the babies subsequently receive.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose firstly, as you say, the fact of it being a humanitarian issue, I think, you know, just even on a human level, I mean, you listed out the fact that it was one baby under 22 weeks and nine, there were 22 to 27 weeks and two babies that were 28 to 31 weeks. I mean, just at a very human level, you think about the baby's lives there. You also think, I also think about the effect that that must have on the woman in question, the mother in question, and how that must affect them. I also think about even the staff in the hospital, how it must affect our doctors and our nurses and our hospital staff working in Irish hospitals and having to deal with that and witness that. And just on a very, very human level, it is a serious tragedy. So I find it really, really shocking and very, very disturbing. And that's just the figures for 2022, Aidan. We know that in 2010, there were also 10 babies that year that were born alive after an attempted abortion procedure and passed away shortly afterwards, as did these babies in 2022. But I mean, the question must be asked, how many more are there? We have years since the law came into effect where we don't have records. And that is with the backdrop of the fact that we know that the abortion numbers in Ireland are dramatically increasing. So the expectation would be that while the HSE and the Department of Health is saying that this is a rare occurrence, we can only imagine that that number will only increase in line with the dramatic increase in abortion numbers. And it raises a number of questions. First of all, the human level that I have talked about already, but also, I suppose, you know, what is the protocol in place here, and the so-called comfort care? It's not really clear how you know, what are the procedures and what are the steps to how are those babies cared for after they survive an abortion and are born alive and live however temporarily. And there needs to be much better transparency, much better clarity on how these babies are basically being treated. And it's, I mean, it's a fundamental humanitarian issue. When Deputy Kemmel Flynn asked this question with the parliamentary question, I know that the Department of Health replied that it does not collate specific national audit data in the cases of babies born after termination of pregnancy. And so, I mean, that is in the backdrop of the broader picture of the abortion numbers in Ireland. And I know that I've been on your programme before talking about this, but I think it is important for people to be reminded of the fact that we know that in 2024 we had 10,852 abortions. That's the population of Ballina for all of your listeners, or there or thereabouts, the population of Ballina. So that's really, really sadly, for every one in every six babies that's born in Ireland today, one of those will be aborted. And if you think about that, that's in a couple of years' time to school and 1 month to be. And I think that many people would be deeply uncomfortable with that, Aidan.